I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Jonathan Roeder. Walmart is adding more music gear to its online store in an effort to attract budding musicians. So, Jonathan, what kind of equipment are we talking about? And, you know, specialized music stores have long gone away.
Hi, Holly. Yeah, thanks for talking about this. Walmart specifically mentioned Fender, which is the biggest guitar brand, along with Roland, which makes synthesizers, and Boss, which is a maker of amps and effects pedals. You have to think that they're going to be adding more brands and gear over time. There are a lot of brands out there, and gear can get pretty specialized. But it's pretty clear they want to make a splash here.
Well, they must have done the research to determine whether there would be, the demand for this. But this is on the online store, right? Are they going to put it in the brick and mortar? Because don't you want to put your hands on these things?
Yeah, so I don't think, I think for now it's online focused. I haven't seen anything suggesting that they're going to be expanding, into the physical stores, which is a little bit more specialized. I do think that there is definitely, it's been well established that there's a market for online music gear sales. Sweetwater is like one of the biggest winners of the recent years in this market. They've picked up a lot of market share. And they're an online-based retailer. They have one store, I think, in Indiana, but for the most part, it's all online. And Amazon is huge too. There's a lot of music gear that's available on Amazon. So I think that it's very well established that musicians are willing to try some of this gear and instruments online. And as long as there's good customer service and they can return them if there's a problem, I don't think there'll be a problem.
Yeah, I'm old enough to remember Guitar Center. And, you think that if you're going to get a guitar, you go somewhere where you can sit down and play with it, or play with a keyboard or something like that. And I wonder, I guess I'm surprised that musicians are willing to turn to online stores to procure stuff. But it's still the problem of this doesn't fit right. I'm going to send it back.
Sure. Yeah, they can, I think that musicians have, they've developed very, intense relationships with certain brands, and so they kind of know what they like. And as long as, if there's a cracked neck on the guitar and they can return it, or, they'll know, they have a good idea of what they want. Also, it's a market that is pretty popular online in terms of influencers. If you go to YouTube, there are all kinds of YouTubers who have gear reviews, and they'll be reviewing the latest amp or the latest pedal or guitar. And it's amazing the amount of, reviews that are out there. And you can really get an idea of what you're buying beforehand because of this kind of ecosystem that's kind of sprouted up.
And is it all different kinds of equipment, from beginners to high end to concert performing kind of equipment?
For now, it's hard to say. I think that, for now, it's basically kind of like the mid-level and beginner stuff. Although there's a lot of stuff on Walmart's marketplace. It should be specified that this is through Walmart's marketplace, where brands can sell their stuff directly, and third-party retailers can also offer goods. So it's kind of like Amazon's marketplace, or like the marketplace that's on Reverb.com, which is another specific marketplace for music gear. I could see there being some more expensive items popping up. For now, I think it's fairly mid-market. But if there's a used seller who wants to sell a 60s Fender Stratocaster, those things can go for like $60,000. So you never know what can pop up.
All right, we'll have to watch to see what the success level is. That is Bloomberg's Jonathan Roeder. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, catch Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.